Okay, the audio's on, and now we're ready.
No, it's studying.
Put the study up, and we're ready.
Okay, ready?
Well, Shabbat Shalom. We didn't have the trumpet on the screen today, but I guess we're trying to compensate. For the absence of some people. But anyway, we're One of Messiah congregation, Kahal Chaba Mashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God. And it's the Sabbath. And, you know, I was telling my wife this morning that every time we talk about the Sabbath with people, they always say, well, that's your Sabbath. And it's getting to be like, wow, this is not our Sabbath. This is God's Sabbath. And if we can just get that through their noggins. But anyway, we're in Hole-in-Wall, Tennessee, 27 South Maple Street. I am streaming, I hope. Everybody can see me? Hole-in-Wall, Tennessee, 38462. And there's our phone number, and there's our two phone numbers. There's our website, and there's my email. So you can do a lot of things to contact me. I haven't received any phone calls or emails lately. Let's pray and ask God to bless and anoint this study today. Heavenly Father, Master of the Universe, forgive us for any sin, any blemish, any spot. Correct us, Lord and God, wherever we do something wrong. Help us, Lord and God. Bless and anoint this Sabbath. Bless the study. I pray that you'll send down healing upon everyone in the body of Messiah. Touch our sister Louise today, Lord and God. I pray you'll heal her and strengthen her with a mighty healing. Strengthen us, Lord and God, my wife, me. Heal us all, Father. I hope you'll bless and anoint Zach and his wife and sister Teresa. And everyone else in the body of Messiah here, may God bless you today and lead, guide, and direct you in everything that you want to do and everything that you think you should do. Make sure you check it with God first. Heavenly Father, bless this day in Yeshua's name, and may God be with us and protect us, put a wall of fire around and about us, caution us from any evil. And may God show us how to get brothers and sisters here, and may God show us where they're at. We'll even go visit them. Heavenly Father, bless this day in Yeshua's name. Amen. Shabbat Shalom. Well, my ministry is a teaching ministry. And I've been doing this for a number of years now, 15 at least, or more. I like to bring up subjects and topics maybe you're not familiar with. And I'm happy that you can endure these things, people that have endured up to this point in time. For your convenience, my server is still running back there, and I keep... Even though I forget about it sometimes, it's still there running, and you could read the studies, you could listen to the studies, you could watch the studies. So you can never say I have nothing to do, or you're bored, or you can always get on one of my links here and be entertained with God's Word. There's the one you could download, the MP3s, and then we're streaming right now on Powtalk, I believe. I'm pretty sure we're streaming on a Real Player. There's the URL you put in. It's MMS97.89.83.34:8086. And if you can't, if I went spoke too fast, you could look it up on my website. There it is. And I have a link for you to schedule me in if you live at a certain distance. Well, today we use the Gregorian calendar, Pope Gregory. And it is February 11, 2017. And at this point in time, it seems like we really haven't gathered a lot of congregation. Our congregation has not grown, and we're trying to figure out where did everyone go, or does anyone care? We have ads out, and we try to think about what to do to get people here, but we're sort of a loss. We're in this wilderness, you know, traveling these years. We're in the month of February. That's what that's all about. Let's see, Jehovah has his own calendar. We're in the 11th month of God, Shavat, the 13th day. So here we are in God's 11th month. And even that is passing. That's found in Zechariah 1:1. And 1:7 actually says Shavat. There it is, Chodesh Shavat. Today I'd like to talk a little bit about I am Yehovah, Messiah Yeshua, that heals you. And we have to really believe that. You know, a lot of people think, well, that only happened yesteryear and it doesn't happen anymore. But I believe the contrary. I believe that it happens even today. Yeshua says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Jehovah says, I am Jehovah, I change not. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, that cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness or shadow of turning. So, any way you look at it, God is the same. And you have to believe that, so it's not because, you can't say, well, that was just in a book written thousands of years ago. And that's really important to remember. So with the above sentences in mind, I have to believe God is in the healing business today also. And this is some of the criteria for God to heal you. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of Jehovah thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and give ear to his commandments and all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I brought upon the Egyptians. I am Jehovah that heals you. And you have to really believe that. It's not just words in a book. We're talking to the living God who's alive and he's ever present. Deuteronomy says, see now that I, even I am he, and there's no God with me. He says, I kill and I make alive. I wound and I also heal. So he does heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of his hand. Amen. And God doesn't need anyone to vouch for him. He goes, I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever. So God doesn't need anyone to vouch for him. He lifts up his own hand. Solomon tells us in the book of Ecclesiastes, Kohelet, he says, to everything there's a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. There's definitely a time to be born, particular time we were born. And there's a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. I'm learning that. There's a time to kill, and a time to heal. I must have added something up wrong. There's a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. There's a time to weep. So there is a time to heal. I want to emphasize that today because that's my message. There is a time to heal, time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, and a time to laugh. Let me go up here for a second. I want to make sure I highlight this. There's a time to, it says, time to be born. So that should be in blue, okay? And then there's a time to die. I got to add these to my numbers I put down there. And there's a time to plant, which is blue. And then there's a time to pluck up that which is planted.
That's blue too.
Yeah.
No, that's not red. That's
well,
a bad thing.
No, it's not bad. It's just the opposite of planting.
I know, but it's good.
You could say it's good.
Of course it's good.
Depends what you're
planting.
Well, you might be pulling up weeds. I don't know.
No, it's weed.
Okay, let's call reaping. Okay, we'll put two blues there. So I got to add two blues and one red. Remember that. Add two blues and one red. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and there's a time to laugh. Amen. A time to mourn and there's a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. So that one has to change.
I don't know.
You could say that's good. There's a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. We're not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it's the opposite of embracing. That's all. Time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and time to speak. There's a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. So, we need to change these things because I add this one, two, three more. So we got... So I'm going to take this off here because this has to be changed. So I'm not even going to talk about that. So let's get back to this message of healing. God healed Abimelech, Avimelech, and his wife, and his maidservants, and they bear children. So God can actually do that type of healing also, besides physical healings. Genesis 20. So if you'd like to read along with me, I'm going to read. And Abraham journeyed from thence toward the south country and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur, and sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said to Sarah's wife, "She is my sister." And Avimelech, king of Gerar, said, and sent and took Sarah. So he didn't know any different. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, "Behold, thou art but a dead man. For the woman which thou hast taken, she's a man's wife." And Abimelech said, and Abimelech had not come near her, for he said, "Lord, wilt thou slay also a righteous nation? Said he not unto me, she's my sister?" And she said, "He's my brother." So both of them agreed. "In the integrity of my heart and the innocency of my hands have I done this." And God said unto him in a dream, "Yea, I know that thou did this in the integrity of your heart, for I also withheld thee from sinning against me. Therefore suffered I thee not to touch her. Now therefore restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet." So Abraham is a prophet. "And he shall pray for you, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, know that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that is thine." And Abimelech, he's a righteous guy. He said, and he rose up early in the morning and called all his servants and told all these things.
It says
it's a righteous nation. And then told all these things in their ears, and men were sore afraid. And Avimelech called Avram and said unto him, "What hast thou done unto us, and what have I offended you, that thou hast brought on me and on my kingdom a great sin? Thou hast done deeds unto me that ought not to be done. And Abimelech, who Avimelech his name is, said unto Avram, "What sawest thou that thou hast done this thing?" Abraham said, "Because I thought surely the fear of God was not in this place." And "They will slay me for my wife's sake." So he's worried about his life, that he's going to slay him for his wife's sake. "And yet indeed she is my sister, she is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother, for she became my wife. And it came to pass, when God caused me to wander from my father's house, that I said unto her, 'This is thy kindness which thou shalt show unto me at every place whither you shall come, say of me, she is my brother.'" I used to always think about that, why Abraham obviously didn't want to die, because I guess his wife was so beautiful. But I also think it was preserving seed where Messiah was going to come down the road in life. "And Avimelech took sheep and oxen and men servant and women servant and gave them unto Abraham and restored his wife, Sarah, his wife. And Abimelech said, 'Behold, my land is before you. Dwell where it pleases you.' And unto Sarah he said, 'Behold, I have given thy brother 1,000 pieces of silver. Behold, he is to thee a covering of the eyes, unto all that are with thee, and with all others.' Thus she was reproved." So he reproved Sarah, because she just, played along. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. For Jehovah had fast closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. Isn't that amazing? So God does take care of his people. And God could definitely bring curses upon people that come against us. Okay, let's go back to the beginning. Let's go back to over here.
He said that.
Okay, let's double check this. It's Abraham, let's see. Abimelech journeyed from thence to the south country and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur and sojourned in Gerar. And let's see, it says, These are, my wife is saying, these are not the people of God.
Of course they're not.
Well, God said unto him in a dream, yea, I know that thou didst in the integrity of your heart.
He wasn't
going to do that. And God stopped him from sinning against him. For some reason, God stopped him from sinning. Okay, good. We'll double check that. All right, fine. Okay, they're the heathen. Okay, Numbers 12. And Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman, which is probably a terrible thing to do, whom he had married, for he had married the Ethiopian woman. And they said, hath Jehovah indeed spoken only by Moses? Had he not spoken also by us? And that's what some people do. They think that they want to be in charge. And Jehovah heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And Jehovah spoke suddenly unto Moses, and unto Aaron, and unto Miriam. Come out you three, unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And these three came out. And Jehovah came down in a pillar of a cloud, and stood in the door of the tabernacle, and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, hear now my words, if there be a prophet among you, I, Jehovah, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of Jehovah shall he behold. Wherefore then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? And the anger of Jehovah was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was a leper. And Aaron said unto Moses, alas, my Lord, I beseech you, lay not this sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned. Let her not be as one dead, of whom the flesh is half consumed when he comes out of his mother's womb. And Moses cried unto Jehovah, saying, heal her now, O God, I beseech you. And Jehovah said unto Moses, if her father had but spit in her face, would she not be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut out of the camp 7 days, and after that let her be received in again. So Miriam was shut out from the camp 7 days. There she goes. And the people journeyed not till Miriam was brought in again. And afterward the people were removed from Hazeroth and pitched in the wilderness of Paran. So here we have, because of people that were sinning, even God can heal that too. Now we'll move along to Elisha in 2 Kings 2. This is Elisha. The men of the city said unto Elisha, behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant, as my Lord sees, but the water is naught, and the ground barren. And he said, bring me new crews, and put salt therein, and they brought it to him. And he went forth unto the spring of waters, and cast the salt in there, and said, thus saith Jehovah, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from thence any more dearth or barren land. So God can actually, besides heal you, he can actually heal the land. And he can actually heal the water. Isn't that amazing? So the waters were healed unto this day according to the saying of Elisha, which he spoke. Amen. And here we have 2 Kings 20. I've been taking note. A lot of things happen on the third day for some reason. But not only did Hezekiah not die, but 15 years were added to Hezekiah's life, which is sort of amazing. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. Right now we don't have anybody sick in our congregation. We have people that need healing in their bodies for different things that we have going on. But sick is a different thing. This guy was sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, thus saith Jehovah, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. So we have Hezekiah, who is a good king, God was actually telling the prophet to go tell him he's going to die. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto Jehovah, saying, I beseech thee, O Jehovah, remember how I walk before you in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Amen. And it came to pass, after Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of Jehovah came to him, saying, turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people. He's the captain of my people. Thus saith Jehovah, the God of David, thy father, I heard your prayer. God hears our prayers. May God always hear us. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal you. Amen. On the third day, thou shalt go up unto the house of Jehovah. So praise the Lord. Not only that, he says, and I'll add unto your days 15 years. And I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. So God's going to do everything. He's going to heal him. He's going to add years to him. Adding years to you might sound good, but that gives you more opportunity to do some wrong things, you know? Because then you have 50 more years to try to fight Satan and fight all the snares and tricks of the devil. It might sound good, but I don't know. Maybe he did better. Maybe he should have went there. But God does everything. He delivers you. He defends the city for his own name. So Isaiah said, take a lump of figs, and they took and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. Isn't that nice? So then Hezekiah said unto Isaiah, what shall be the sign that Jehovah will heal me, and that I shall go up into the house of Jehovah the third day? Isaiah said, the sign shalt thou have of Jehovah, that Jehovah will do the thing that he had spoken. Shall the shadow go forth 10 degrees or go back 10 degrees? Hezekiah answered, it's a light thing for the shadow to go down 10 degrees, but let the shadow return back 10 degrees. Talk about time going backwards. And Isaiah the prophet cried unto Jehovah, and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backward. Wow. That's just a supernatural thing. But it says, by which it had gone down in the dial of Ahaz. So the time went backwards. Isn't that amazing? So God can do amazing things. So if God can do that, he obviously can heal you and touch you, heal the waters, heal the lands, deliver the city. There's so many psalms with healing in it, but here's just a few. Psalm 6, 2 says, have mercy upon me, Jehovah, if I am weak. Jehovah, heal me, for my bones are vexed. Jehovah, my God, I cried unto thee, thou hast healed me. Amen. I said, Jehovah, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Bless Jehovah, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Amen. Bless Jehovah, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And here's some of his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities. Who heals all your diseases. And this is something you got to believe. You can't just go, well, you know, I don't know what's going on. You got to believe this with all your heart. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Jehovah executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, and his acts unto the children of Israel. Jehovah is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plentiful. He's plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He had not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. You can say that again. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. And as far as the east is from the west, so far had he removed our transgressions from us. Amen. Like as a father pitieth his children, so Jehovah pitieth them that fear him. He knows our frame. He remembers we're just dust. I mean, seriously, we're just dust. For as for man, his days are as grass and as the flower of the field, so he flourisheth. The wind passeth over it and is gone. That's the way our life is. And the placer of knows it no more. We're gone and forgotten forever on this planet. But the mercy of Yehovah is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. And that's us. Praise the Lord. Jehovah hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. So bless Jehovah, O his angels, that excel in strength to do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless Jehovah, O his hosts, you ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless Jehovah, O his works, and all the places of his dominion. Bless Jehovah, O my soul. Amen. And I was doing a study about the healing, but I was also thinking about Yeshua again, because the last two messages were about Yeshua, the Word of God, the Son of God, made flesh. In Isaiah 53, we have Messiah Yeshua all over the place. He's a man of sorrows. Ish machavot. And my father's, and the father says he's his righteous servant. Tzedek avdi. And that's what it's, how you say it in Hebrew. So, and even Peter quotes this when he was in there. Peter quotes this. Who had believed our report, and to whom is the arm of Jehovah revealed? The arm of Jehovah is the Messiah. For he, Messiah, shall grow up before the Father as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He, the Messiah, had no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, the Messiah, there's no beauty that we should behold him, desire him, Messiah. He's going to look like every other Jew. He, Messiah, is a despised and rejected of man. Messiah is a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him, the Messiah. He, Messiah, was despised, and we esteemed him not. We didn't esteem the Messiah. Surely he, the Messiah, he bore our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him, the Messiah, stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. For he, the Messiah, was wounded for our transgressions. He, Messiah, was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, the Messiah. And with his, the Messiah's stripes, we are healed. Amen. We have to believe that. All we like lost sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and Jehovah had laid upon him, the Messiah, the iniquity of us all. He, the Messiah, was oppressed, and he, the Messiah, was afflicted, yet he, Messiah, opened not his mouth. He, the Messiah, is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he, the Messiah, opened not his mouth. He, Messiah, was taken from prison and judgment, and who shall declare his, the Messiah's, generation? For he, the Messiah, was cut off from the, cut out of the land of the living, for the transgression of the Father's people was he, the Messiah, stricken. And he, Messiah, made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in Messiah's death, because Messiah had done no violence, neither was any deceit in the Messiah's mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord that his word was gone forth, and it bruised him. He had put him, the Father, had put him, the Messiah, to grief. When thou shalt make the Messiah's soul an offering for sin, Messiah shall see his day, shall see his seed, Messiah shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of Jehovah shall prosper in Messiah's hand. For he, the Messiah, shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied, for by Messiah's knowledge, for by the Father's knowledge, shall my righteous servant, the Messiah, justify many, for he, the Messiah, shall bear their iniquities. Amen. Therefore, I divide him, the Messiah, a portion with the great, and he, the Messiah, shall divide the spoil with the strong, because the Messiah had poured out his soul unto death, and the Messiah was numbered with the transgressors, and the Messiah bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Isn't that amazing? Messiah did all that. And here we have a man spoken of over 50 times, and we conclude with resounding joy. It was Messiah Yeshua. Amen. Anyone who can't see that, you have to be really blind. That saying, he, him, and, you know, he and him, and his, and all that. So Peter says, repent, turn. Jeremiah says, repent, turn, return, ye backsliding children, and I'll heal your backslidings. God can do that too. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art Jehovah our God. Amen. Jehovah, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken Jehovah, the fountain of living waters, the Mayim Chayim, Jehovah. So we always say, heal me, Jehovah, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for thou art my praise. Amen. And Hosea has on the third day also. Reminds me of Yeshua rose the third day. Come and let us return unto Jehovah. He had torn and he will heal us. He had smitten and he will bind us up. Amen. After 2 days he will revive us. And in the third day he will raise us up and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know Jehovah, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. Amen. So here we see that Messiah heals in many different ways and different types of situations. He heals lands, he heals the heart, he heals people, he heals illnesses. So here we have prophecy of Yeshua's first coming, and John went before him. He was the forerunner of Messiah. Here we have the book of Malachi, chapter 4. We have the Son of Righteousness, Shemesh Tzedakah, and that's Yeshua. For behold, the day comes that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, all that do wickedly, shall be as stubble, shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith Jehovah Tzevaoth, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name, Jehovah says, shall the Son, actual Son, Shemesh, of righteousness, arise with healing in his wings. That's the Messiah. And he shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall, and ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith Jehovah Tzevaoth, Lord of hosts. So all we have to do is remember the law which God gave unto Moses, his servant, which he commanded him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and judgments. And he did send Elijah the prophet, who was came in the form of John the Baptist, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of Jehovah. And he did turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers. Otherwise God would have smote the earth with a curse. So this is fulfilled in Luke. There appeared unto the Zechariah an angel of Jehovah standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. Amen. And he shall be great. John is going to be great in the sight of Yehovah, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. And John's going to be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. Praise the Lord. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to Jehovah their God. And he shall go before the Messiah in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for Jehovah. Amen. And of course, to prove that, Yeshua himself, his disciples asked him, saying, why then say the scribes that Elijah must first come? Yeshua answered and said unto them, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. But I say unto you that Elijah has come already, and they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed, Likewise, because he's the forerunner, they're going to do the same thing to me, the Son of Man. I'm going to suffer of them. Then the disciples understood that he spoke unto them of John the Baptist. Okay? So there's, we have it in the book of Malachi, and that is the, talking about the first coming of Yeshua. And now we'll go to the gospel, the good news of Matthew pertaining to Yeshua. Yeshua's healing. He heals everybody. Yeshua heals, healing all. Healing all. Amen. It's amazing. Healing is like a one of the attributes and signs of who God is. I don't know too many people. I don't know anyone that could do this. Yeshua went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and he healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Isn't that amazing? So all these people obviously were Torah observant, I guess you can call them, and God's healing his people. Yeshua's fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those were, that were possessed even with devils. I mean, even the ones that possessed with the devils, and those that were lunatic. Some people try to just throw people in, you know, these houses with all these lunatic people, and those that had the palsy. But Messiah can heal everyone. He healed them all, just like that. So we have God was manifest in the flesh, Messiah Yeshua. And that's who Yeshua is. He's not just some prophet or just some person. Timothy makes it very clear, without controversy, great. Paul tells Timothy, great, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, priest unto the Gentiles, the nations, believed on in the world, received up into glory. So you have to believe that Yeshua is God. He's God in the flesh. And to prove that, Isaiah says, behold, Yehovah himself, no one else, Yehovah himself is going to give you a sign. And he's going to get a virgin, an Alma, shall conceive and bear a son and call his name Emmanuel. And Matthew makes it very clear, because behold, a virgin shall be with child, shall bring forth a son, they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And that was God with us. Amen. So Yeshua heals because he's God. When Yeshua came down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you can, if you will, make you can make me clean. And Yeshua just put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. Immediately. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Yeshua said unto him, see that thou tell no man, but go your way. Show thyself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded, what I told Moses to tell you guys, for a testimony unto them. And when Yeshua was entered into a Capernaum, they came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, saying, Lord, my servant lies at home and sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. Yeshua said unto him, I will come and heal him. Amen. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come unto my roof, but speak the word only, and that my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. And when Yeshua heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I have said to you, I have not found so great faith, not even in Israel. The centurion that was of the, you know, he's a one of these, not even of the house of Israel. And Yeshua went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing every sickness and every disease among the people. He didn't say, I don't heal those kind of diseases today, like some of these false people on TV, you see. Yeshua, when he knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he, Yeshua, healed them all. Yeshua healed everyone that came unto him. Then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, and he was blind and dumb. And Yeshua healed him. So Yeshua can heal you if you're possessed with a devil. Yeshua can heal your eyesight, and even if you're dumb. Insomuch that the dumb and the blind and dumb both spoke and saw. Yeshua went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. Amen. May Yeshua pass by us today and heal us all in Yeshua's name. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and Yeshua healed them. Amen. He heals the blind and the lame. Amen. Yeshua answered, saying unto them, all you have to have is faith in God. If you have no faith, you won't get healed. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast down into the sea, and shall doubt not in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, you're going to have them. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. That's how simple it really is. Praise the Lord. In Acts, the book of Acts, we have Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being about the ninth hour, around 3 o'clock. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb, never walked this person, he was lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. So these people just wanted money instead of asking healing of God. Isn't that weird? Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter thought, you're at the temple of the God of the universe, and all you want is money? Alms? What about healing? Peter fastened his eyes on him and John and said, look on us. And he gave heed to them, expecting to receive something of them. That's all he wanted, was something from them. But Peter said, look, silver and gold have I none. But here's what you should be asking for. But such as I have, give I to you. In the name of Yeshua, the Messiah of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Amen. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength. Praise the Lord. And this guy never walked. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered into them. And then he went with them into the temple, walking, leaping, and praising God. Forget about the arms. And all the people saw him walking, praising God. And they knew that it was he that which sat for alms, for things, at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which has what happened to him. And as the layman which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, you men of Israel. See, they're not lost. He's talking to them. You men of Israel, why marvel you at this as though... or why look you so earnestly on us as though by our own power or holiness we have made this man to walk? It's not us. However, the God of Abraham and Isaac of Jacob, the God of our fathers, had glorified his son Yeshua, whom you delivered up. And you denied him in the presence of Pilate, and he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murderer to be granted unto you. You guys killed the Prince of Life, whom God had raised from the dead. Amen. Whereof we are all witnesses. We've all seen him. We're witnesses. We've seen him. He's alive. And his name, Yeshua, through faith, in his name, Yeshua, had made this man strong. Amen. Whom you see and know, yea, the faith in him, by him, Yeshua, had given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. It's not us, it's him. And now, brethren, I wot that through ignorance you did it, as did also your rulers. But those things which God spoke, which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets, that the Messiah should suffer, he had so fulfilled, which I read to you in Isaiah 53. So he says the same thing Jeremiah says. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of Yehovah. And the Father is going to send Yeshua, the Messiah, which before was preached unto you, whom the heavens, they have to receive him until the times of restitution of all things, which God had spoken by the mouth of all the holy prophets since the world began. So once God's finished everything, he'll be coming back. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me. Him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he said unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that followed after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold you of these days. So, you guys are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham that in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. And that's why Abraham didn't want to die, because through his seed the Messiah was coming. Unto you first, God, having raised up the Father, he raised up his Son, the Word of God, Yeshua, sent Yeshua to bless you in returning away every one of you from your iniquities. And as Peter spoke unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people that through Yeshua the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and I wish we had some people that would believe, and the number of the men were about 5,000. I can't even imagine that. 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes, and Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. For when they had set them in the midst, and they asked, by what power and by what name have you done this? And Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, you rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we be this day examined of the good deeds done to this impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Yeshua, the Messiah of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom the Father raised from the dead, even by him, the Messiah, doth this man stand before you whole. Amen. And this is, Yeshua is the stone which is set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. And like I said in the last three studies, neither is there salvation in any other. Amen. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Amen. What a testimony Peter is. Isn't that amazing? That's the way we have to be. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Yeshua. And behold, the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing. They can't say nothing against it. Of course not. So we go to Acts 10. How God anointed Yeshua of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Amen. The devil is the one that oppresses you. So I know that James tells us, and this is from God, if we just confess our faults one to another and make sure we're always praying one for another that you may be healed. Amen. Because the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person avails much. So don't think your prayers are nothing. Your prayers are very important. So may God pray. I pray for you, and please pray for me and pray for my wife, and we'll pray for each other. Peter says, for this is thankworthy, if a man or woman for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully, what glory is it if when you be buffeted for your fault, you take it patiently? not that big of a deal. But when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even here until we are called, because Messiah also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that we should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was God found in his mouth, just like it says in Isaiah 53, who when he was reviled, reviled not again, when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to the Father that judges righteously. Amen. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, and we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness. And again, Isaiah 53, by whose stripes you were healed. Amen. And I'll end this with, conclude this with Revelation 22. And Brother John says, he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. So we have the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, were there a tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits. And he yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. Amen. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in our foreheads. Amen. And there's going to be no night there, and they need no candle, no light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Amen. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. These are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Yeshua says, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is anyone that keeps the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things, and I heard them. And when I heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel that showed me these things. I was just overcome. Then said the angel unto me, see thou you don't do that. For I am your fellow servant of thy brother and the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Make sure you only worship God. And he said unto me, seal not the saying of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. And it really feels like it. Those that are unjust, they're going to be unjust still. Those that are filthy are going to be filthy still. Those that are righteous are going to be righteous still. And those that are holy are going to be holy still. And behold, I, Yeshua, come quickly. He's coming quickly, everyone. Don't think it's taken long. He's coming quickly, faster than you could imagine. And my reward is with me to give every person according to his work shall be. Yeshua says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the first. I am the end. The beginning and the end, the first and the last. You notice how verse 12 says, I, Yeshua, come quickly. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, saith the Lord. Blessed are they that do his commandments. So doing his commandments and fearing his name, fearing him is the key to everything. That they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. So blessed are they that do his commandments. Amen. Because without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loves and makes a lie. I, Yeshua, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David. I am the bright and morning star, no one else. Amen. And the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him or her that hear it say, come. And let them that are athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. It's cheap. There's no price. It's free. For I testify unto every person that hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If any person shall add unto these things, God shall add unto you the plagues that are written in this book. And if any person shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away your part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things that are written in this book. There's no eternal security, so God can take your name right out of the book. He that testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Yeshua. Amen. Shabbat Shalom. And I hope you got something out of this study. It's hour long. I hope you got something out of this. I'm going to correct my website in a couple of different places. And if you do print it out, I'm going to correct some things. Give me a little bit of time. And Lord willing, we'll be back a little bit later, too. I thank God we could be here today. Thank God for everyone out there in cyberspace. May God bless you today and be with you. May God heal you and strengthen you and lead, guide, and direct you in everything you do, say, and act. May God show us with his brothers and sisters. May God help us, give us the right words to talk to people. And may God always comfort those that need comfort, heal those that need healing, strengthen those that need strength, increase our fear and faith. May God rebuke the devil away from us. And God be always with us in Yeshua's name, knowing that you're so near. May God always be with us. God bless you, and Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Amen. I'll just get off the mic. Let me stop the audio.